North Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. This is Melody Packram Transportation. How are you, my friend?
Good, good. How about you guys?
I do well, thank you. Hey, so Brianna and I do job share over here at Packram, and I know we were just working on some stuff for JC Refrigerated, so I just wanted to touch bases with you and just kind of connect a little bit. I was just reading your email. You've given the information to your funding department on Friday. The loan was funded. So what kind of accounting does JC Refrigerated have? Are you guys a factoring company, or you're just his regular bank, or you're just doing a, or you're his bank? Like, I'm just trying to figure out. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. As far as where we going to play, we're a commercial bank, but we offer loans for equipment and working capital. In this case, they went to an auction in Pennsylvania and purchased five. I believe they were just regular dry vans, but they could have been reefer trailers. And we just provided the financing for it, really. So it's a term for up to 5 years. As far as us being their actual bank, no, we're not their depository bank. You know, they don't come here to cash checks or deposit their funds or anything like that. They don't have bank statements with us. We're just kind of like a third party that offers financing for equipment in their industry and stuff like that. So a little bit different, but
included the shipping fee. I mean, you guys lend them not only for the machine, but also for the price to ship this. Is that what the deal is? Is that why
right.
we're getting?
Yeah, we included the exactly. And it should actually be from. Well, the loan was syndicated through Ascentium Capital. You might be familiar with them. They're pretty large, but
what are they called?
Ascentium Capital.
Okay.
So they should be the ones paying you directly. But let me verify that I actually have the right. Because I been given an email, I believe, from Carol on Friday that just was like, it was like a pamphlet sort of that had a lot of information. And I just went through there and got the bank information and the federal tax ID number.
Okay, you know what? Our bank information has changed.
Oh, has it?
So
okay.
The one, the email that I just sent you is the correct one.
Gotcha, okay.
We got to update our packet. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. Well, if it has gone there, hopefully it's not a major issue for you guys. But let me see here.
So the funds, what you're saying is the funds have already been released to that other routing number, I mean account
I'm
number.
Not 100% sure, to be honest with you.
Okay, so you're the loan. Okay, and then so who's Ascentium? What capital? What are they, the factoring company or what?
No, they're just they're equipment finance company as well.
So there's two of you guys that are doing this?
No, we're more like, we're a bank, but we basically brokered the loan through Ascentium because JC Refrigerated has done a lot of financing through us. We just don't want to get them over exposed, is what they call it in industry terms, meaning that they have too much financing in one area. So with that being said, worst case scenario, if they were to go under, you know, I guess looked in the risk factor eyes that they'd want to not have all their eggs in one basket. So we syndicate through with some larger banks like Ascentium Capital. I think they've been out for like 25 years or something like that. And there's a few other ones like Financial Pacific, which are closer up to you guys up in Washington, actually. But a few that we use, but you know, we always try to do everything in house. But in this case, so it was just a quicker turnaround, everything to go and go through Ascentium Capital. But they should be the ones paying you directly, though.
Okay. So are you our contact then, or is it?
Absolutely, I can be your point of contact. This is my direct number. If you can do me a favor, though, Melody, it looks like on your email that it just doesn't say the actual bank. Is it still the same bank information? It's just accounting number and routing number has changed? Or?
Exactly, yeah. It's Northwest Community Credit Union. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. Let me try to find out if... I mean, hopefully, if they have wired it, it's just a simple transfer of accounts. Is that one account completely closed, or...
And to be honest with you, I'm not exactly sure why it even changed. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I've only been here about a year. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I can talk to our banker and see what's going on, too.
Okay, let me – I did message them, send a private message asking if the loan actually did – if you guys were paid yesterday, if the wire was sent out to you.
Oh, you did?
But I haven't heard back yet, so –
Oh, you messaged that other company. Okay.
Messaged my funding department, actually, to see.
Oh, I gotcha.
But
okay.
I'll put this on the radar for you guys, and you know, I'm sure it's an easy fix if it has. But I'll let them know that the same bank information, just the accounting number, routing number is different.
Yeah, exactly. And routing number is the same, but it was just the account number.
Okay. Should be an easy fix.
Let me shoot you a little email, and I'm going to put like our banker, her stuff on there, and so just in case you need to touch bases with her, I mean, you can CC me and stuff too.
Okay, that works.
Is that cool?
Yep, that'll be fine.
All right, thanks so much, Dennis. I'll be waiting to hear from you, my friend.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Melody.